Welcome back to the Casual Anime Podcast. I'm your usual host, Frederick, and joining me, as he always does, is Karsten.
Hello, hello!
Hello, Karsten. How are you doing? Are you ready to discuss Pluto?
I'm doing great. I heavily enjoyed watching this show. And I just have to say before anything, the soundtrack was a 10 out of 10. I've been listening to it for a while now, and it's just amazing.
Well, at least that's good. Didn't you feel like it was kind of looked ancient while at the same time being super modern?
Yeah. Totally. I felt they heavily did the stills thing. And some static backgrounds, and the character art style is a little bit meh. And I felt, had they done this in the modern type things we've seen, like, not movie quality, of course, but things like Vinland Saga or Attack on Titan or such, I think this would be a 10 out of 10.
But aren't Vinland Saga and Attack on Titan kind of outliers, though? I mean,
yeah.
This is a Netflix modern show, though, so I guess this is also some kind of outlier.
Yeah.
Obviously you see the Netflix influence because this show is an hour long each episode.
Yeah.
That's where the weirdness starts. And I actually don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. It might be a bad thing for the very short attention span of their viewers today, but I mean, art or like something that is enjoyable to watch, I think 1 hour is perfectly fine.
Yeah. You get used to watching 24-minute shows. I think they did right to do it the way they did it.
I
can see someone having a problem with it.
Not to get ahead of ourselves, but there are 7 robots and there are 8 episodes, huh? Or what are they actually counting here? I didn't actually pay attention to if one new robot 7 shows up every episode. Maybe not.
No.
It is actually important because I think they even spoiled it in like the title card or like the title art where they show everyone. Yeah. So, yeah. And they probably spoiled it in like the blurb as well, like the synopsis, like 7 robots, 7 of the most powerful robots in the world, something like that. I remember correctly. Yeah,
and you know, before we get into it, why wouldn't they just make new legendary robots?
Probably just like nuclear weapons, right? A deterrent, so they don't want. It's probably like some kind of a deal in place that they would stop.
Yeah, but what you see, underground people trying to create things. I just thought it would be more, but would probably be too long of a show.
Yeah, I mean, I think they still create robots, but they make them so, like, ad hoc. Like, only cleaning robot, only traffic control warden robot.
Yeah.
So they only have, like, this one purpose in life, and that's pretty sad. In this world where they have obviously given robots a lot of sentience. They live their own lives. They coexist in a way. And there is this weird rule that robots can't harm humans.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's been touched upon before. this thing. I know the manga was coming out in 2003, I think. And if you've seen the movie iRobot, it came out in 2004, maybe. The plot is kind of similar in some senses.
I don't think I watched that, but I think I know where you're going with it, yeah.
Yeah. And the plot is very similar, so I think it's a thing from the 1950s. That's it's based on a short story.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name, but
it's kind of based on Astro Boy and the previous story of the world's greatest robot.
Yeah,
and it's just been adapted again, and it's like you can say, well, kind of like RoboCop, kind of like Black Sabbath's Iron Man song, kind of like Detroit Become Human. There's lots of people who take inspiration from each other when they make these kinds of things.
Yeah.
And I think they're all pretty exciting. Where was I going with this point? Well, basically, the robot's morality. And I don't know if it makes sense that robots can't kill humans.
No. I mean, we see with today's society how AI is just coming into play. I don't know if it could be possible to implant such things.
And yes, and it seems kind of pointless to fight an entire war with, because they sent the robots to war to kill other robots. But if the robots can't kill humans, what is the point of the war? It's just robots killing robots, because apparently they have too many robots, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the... Yeah, you make a good point there, yeah.
And what really is the point of the war? Is just to decrease the amount of robots. I mean,
yeah, but
so obviously the robots should kill the humans because they are the humans are the real enemies. Basically, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, the most dangerous animal.
Yeah, because robots can have children, and they can live happy lives. They grieve. They understand all of these complex human emotions better than humans themselves, so
yeah,
I don't know. But anyway, not everyone likes robots, or maybe they do like robots too much. What is the actual take on the evil organization robots that wants to destroy all the OG7?
Yeah, I just think the plot point here is that he wants to take them out because they harmed Pluto's father, Abdullah.
Yeah.
And I mean, the plot really swings back and forth when you come close to the end.
And there's this weird geopolitical situation as well. It's like,
yeah,
I only think Darius of Persia, that's pretty funny, actually, because you have Alexander, which of course is Alexander the Great, who of course defeated King Darius of Persia when Alexander was the king of Macedonia. So that has to be deliberate. I don't know what's really the point of it, because it's kind of the names of these things. Because I guess he couldn't have called the robot of death Hades, which would have been even more symbolic. He had to take a name that wasn't too much used. He had to take Pluto and not Hades.
Yeah. The Roman mythology.
Yeah, so that weirded me out slightly, but I mean, that's fine, I guess.
But I mean, you get the Norse mythology, the Greek mythology, and also the Egyptian mythology. I mean, it's heavily used, at least in today's television and shows and comics. So it's kind of refreshing to go somewhere else with at least the mythology thing.
Yeah, but the Greek and the Romans are basically the same. They just are called something different.
Yeah.
They are actually the same. I mean, so. But yeah, I don't know. What I also enjoyed was like how many robots has to die before they realize that. I mean, because they have this memory shared thing as well.
Yeah.
And all of them have this like, I don't know if it's hubris, if it's ego, or they just have to challenge the tornado because that's all we basically see. We see a dark storm with a tornado in the center coming, and all of them just has to fight it. I don't know why.
And even the pacifist. I mean, it's highly intelligent beings. You would thought after the first two deaths, they would team up together and fight off this entity.
Yeah, and the only thing, well, I guess the entity does target their loved ones, so
yeah,
I guess that's kind of why they, a lot of them decide to, well, they have to stand and fight here and now. But yeah. One of them, I don't think, has loved ones, though. One of the wrestlers. So he has nothing they can target.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
The one that didn't have a family. That there were two of them that was going to fight, and the other one didn't have a family, I think. So, yeah, I think that was pure, like, ego that he decided, well, my rival died, so I need to... I need to beat this, and I will basically have won the fight that was never gonna happen.
Yeah. Also, the mountain robot Mont Blanc, he had the mountain as his loved ones. But I mean, number two. No, what's it called?
North number two.
North number two. Yeah. I mean, he was the one with the most kills in the Asian War.
Okay, yeah.
And
robots have ethnicities, do they? Or were these robots Asian?
No, it's the Asian War, the 39th Asian War.
Yeah, okay.
So there would have been 38 before, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or is it
just a war-torn shithole, basically?
Yeah. And you know, it's kind of funny how you mentioned King Darius and Abdullah, and King Darius really reminded me of at least the facial features of Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, he actually did.
And, probably and they based also on had it, this whole,
maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, and they also did the whole planting nuclear weapons thing in his country. So it was kind of heavily criticism to the things that happened in the past in real life.
Yeah, callbacks to Cuba and Iraq. And the UN... Council or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're basically very hyped for this. I can hear.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm hyped, but I think it's I really like how the author writes his stories. I really enjoy Monster. I kind of enjoyed this.
Yeah, I did enjoy the perspective going from one robot to the other. I was never like, well, we have to get back to Geshik now because this other robot's perspective is boring. It was never something like that. All of the robots' perspectives were interesting. But I wasn't that taken by the story because you kind of understand what is going to happen, and then you get like a little bit frustrated.
Well, I really enjoy everything he's done. My favorite one would be 20th Century Boys, at least manga-wise. I haven't watched the Monster anime, just read it 2 times.
Yeah, I've
And,
watched some of it, and he does have like this thing for Germans, doesn't he?
yeah.
Loves his Germans.
Also, some of the character names show up in Pluto. Dr. Tenma, for
Yes.
example.
Yeah, what's with this, all these weird, creepy, robot engineers? Like they're not actually bad people in this, or most of them aren't. But why can't there be like a good-looking one,
Yeah.
perhaps? Why are they all old men?
I mean, probably fascinated by the development of robots and
And why aren't they robots themselves? Or well, some of them might be.
some of them are
Yes.
spoiler.
You basically always fail
I
the
mean,
Turing test on this anime because you can never tell who's a robot and who's not before they
yeah.
reveal it.
Yeah, and sometimes they just have to show it, and also a kind of thing that happens when Abdullah is visiting the
Japan?
I can't remember.
I
I can't
think the
remember
robot
the
detector, maybe. Are you talking about?
yeah the
Yeah,
yeah the
what's the
robot
point of the
detector.
robot detector, though? What are they
Yeah.
detecting?
And I mean, they try to explain it by he's have war lost his body parts,
Yes, he has augments and.
augments, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at what point do you become more robot than man?
Yeah. I mean, could it happen? I mean, it happens in real life. You know, the development of protheses. Is that right? No, maybe not.
Prosthetics, maybe? I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's
Basically,
gone.
yeah.
I mean, it's gone very far. So, when should we say they couldn't create artificial organs or something?
Yeah, I mean, a pacemaker is probably just like a one layer
No,
away
it's
from
just
becoming like an. It just needs a brain of its own, and then it will
yeah.
become, and we will become Pluto, basically. We will become Detroit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I basically thought that execution was very good. The pacing was good. The music was good, and the emotional twists were also good, but I mean, I think it was a little predictable, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean,
And you know, you knew who was gonna end up being alive at the end, basically.
yeah. I mean,
Because
I so, some part of me thought that Geist was gonna
to live.
live through it,
Yeah.
even though he technically did in memory. I don't know. Also, that's one thing I kind of have a complaints about or something.
Yeah, well, if he lives in memory, he's alive, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have the whole memory drive.
Yes.
And they make a point out of this is all his memories.
Yes, and like...
And why can't you just create a robot and just plug in the drive and it lives on?
And we see all of this sometimes like, oh, there's my robot shell. I was looking all over for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, just put it in another body, right?
Yeah.
Problem solved. But yeah, I don't know, he's kind of like a boring main character, but that's probably the point. He's like a middle-aged man.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like he did the same thing in Monster. With Dr. Tenma. It was kind of boring.
He's younger, though.
Yeah,
he's
younger,
not a robot. He's super skilled.
Yeah, his own way. But I mean, he's kind of boring in a way.
Yeah, but Monster isn't a story about robots. Monster is a story about people,
yeah, I'm
right?
Just... Yeah. I'm just
normal people
talking similarities between who he fills in as the main character and the roles they have.
So how did you feel that they handled the amnesia part of Geshik's, the reveal of the amnesia, maybe? Because we see flashes of freaking out.
Yeah, and it's building up. And I mean, it's predictable also.
Is it? I had no idea where they were going with this.
No, not where they were going with it, but when you... I mean, maybe it's because I've seen iRobot.
Okay, yeah.
It's a similar type of thing.
I was wondering if he was the bad guy at some point. If he had likely his blackouts and he went on killing sprees while he wasn't paying attention, maybe.
Well, yeah.
Well, of course, he did kill. That is the crux of it, but yeah.
And it was a sad moment at the end of that thing. And also kind of, not hilarious, but when he gets killed by the same shell of as his kid was. Or the same type of robot.
Yeah, I don't know if it's karma or irony or whatever it is, but...
Yeah.
It has like a symbolism, maybe. I don't know. Since we actually don't see a lot of these robots' death scenes, difficult to tell, right? Everyone almost dies off screen.
Off screening. Which is. I don't know what I want to think about that.
They save on the fight choreography budget, right? But I guess it was never in the manga either, right? I would guess.
No, I've actually waiting for the manga to arrive at my house, so I should have it before Christmas Eve. I also I bought Pluto and some books also. You know, Christmas sale, yeah.
Yeah.
Spending sure. money.
Spending money on yourself.
Yeah.
Well then. So that basically means we're going to have to watch whatever you've bought as well, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well.
Maybe. when the anime comes. In a year or so.
Yeah, I mean, lots to watch.
I haven't
so little time.
Yeah, I have an idea for next episode. So, yeah.
What did you think of like the imprisoned robot that they were questioning throughout the series.
Well, I thought it was kind of like, they're highly intelligent beings and they can communicate from everywhere. So why did he have to make the trip there? Why couldn't he just have downloaded something?
He's probably like isolated, so he can't go outside.
Yeah, but they have the whole file on. Also, all the research they have done on why he killed.
Well, maybe they're afraid of a virus.
Yeah, that could be.
Like, which series is that? Oh, it's not even a series, it's like V for Vendetta, right? Like a virus of the mind, an idea that spreads. It's basically Inception as well. It's like you plant an idea and it grows.
Yeah.
An idea is very infectious. So. Maybe that's what they're afraid of.
Yeah, that could be a thing. I don't know. I had this whole thing in my head that, the scene from, the one with Clarice and Hannibal.
Clarice? Oh. Which film?
Night Swarmer. Night Swarmer.
Silence of the Lambs. Yes.
Silence of the Lambs, yeah. I kind of had a similar vibe over there, but I don't really know how it got there.
So. So he's interviewing. She's interviewing Hannibal at the Insane Asylum. But in that case, though, Clarice is like basically. Is basically just bait in that situation.
Yeah. But then again, these are two robots that have done the exact same thing.
Yes, so these are supposed to be equal, these robots, in a way.
Yeah. But then again, how could the higher-ups let Geist meet with this robot when they both have done the same thing?
Because they don't understand robots, I think. It's just like, well, I paid a lot of money, give him maintenance and delete that, and it'll never come up again. It's like, well, just like a human, it's very difficult to suppress trauma. And even though you think you've deleted all the relevant files, it's probably like some kind of imprint of something. Which shows even the robot is more than the sum of his parts, right? Probably where they're going with this.
Yeah, that's
But why isn't the Uran a complicated robot?
Probably
it seems
a
more advanced than half of the other ones, right?
Yeah. I mean, it could be she's just missing some emotions, perhaps.
I don't think she's missing any emotions.
No, she can feel.
She's basically the most human person in the show, right?
Yeah. I mean, she might be missing the chaos emotions. That's why the others probably could do other things. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Because they show these robots so much that you go around thinking, well, every robot is just like this. And you have no reason to not think that as well. It's like, even the traffic robots are pretty advanced. And they're just thrown in the garbage.
Yeah.
Take whatever parts you want.
Also, they had a pit stop to Norway. To the Vigeland Castle. It was kind of funny to see.
Yeah. The non-existent Vigeland Castle.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll make the Vigeland Castle in a couple of years. So it's gonna be like one of those other shows that basically predict the Twin Towers collapsing and all of that. So this is basically the future. It's gonna be a Vigeland Castle. Okay. So I basically need to invest in marble right now, or granite maybe.
Well, it's never a wrong time, I think.
To invest in rocks, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's the building block of many things. But I think you should rather invest in...
robots, yes.
Robots, yeah. I think they're the future. I mean, during the pandemic, the restaurants and such had these serving robots that gave you your food. I mean, it's just a start of that.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, remember the racist that was called Adolf?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. But anyway, he lived in like this beautiful suburbia. So if you lived in this world, would you live like him or would you live in like the hyper-modern city?
I don't know. I really know. Probably in the hyper-modern city. I mean, you wouldn't really go out either way, maybe. I would just stay at home and play games.
Fair enough. So watch robot wrestling on the TV. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's... I mean, I basically do that now. So, yeah.
And you'd have a cleaning robot, or you probably already have one. You have a robot vacuum robot, what's it called? Lawnmower as well.
Yeah, I have both.
Oh, wow.
You know, the only thing I'm missing is a robot snow plower. So, companies, you should work on that.
Yeah, that's not going to work, though.
I have seen one, but
yeah, I refuse to believe that that's going to be effective before like 2035, maybe. I don't know.
Well, 2030, I think lots of things will be automated.
Well, the problem is it's very difficult to move that amount of snow, I think.
Yeah, but I think the ones I've seen, the prototypes and such, are probably for straight places where you have asphalt or...
Oh yeah, perfect for Norway, marble. The country that is famous. There's a saying in Norway that we farm on both sides of the earth because we farm in uphill and downhill. So you can farm the earth on both sides. That's basically perfect for Norway. But yeah, I guess your drive is flat, so that's going to be fine.
Yeah. I mean, maybe in the cities where you have... Yeah.
You don't have a lot of snow in the cities, though, because all of the salt.
Yeah.
And yeah, and if there's going to be those... dystopian cities are probably in the bubble of some kind anyway, so the weather is probably manufactured as well.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, though.
No, me neither.
So yeah, we've given, like, we've said a lot of positive things, but... Now I think it's time you put your money where your mouth is and tell me how good it actually was.
If you enjoyed the mysteries, sci-fi, suspense and such. I think you're gonna have a great time. Just don't pay so much attention to the artwork or the animation style. I think that's its worst quality. Even though it's good, but the stills and such give it such a bad pacing.
Yeah. Would you have changed anything? Would you have changed the sacrifice ending? Would you have changed the Witcheroo ending? Anything?
I would have just taken the teddy bear out.
Sure.
It's sure it's there to. I don't know why it's there. It's just another player that doesn't really we know that much about, or and well, it's cool that the killer robot is the one that deals the final punch or final kill, but how did he know that that was the final real villain?
Huh? Is there any anime where the Earth is destroyed? Maybe there's like the Stone Age anime, right? What they called
Doctor Stone.
Doctor Stone, yeah.
I mean, it's not destroyed in that sense,
isn't it? Though.
No.
Wouldn't it basically be like a Dr. Stone scenario if everything had gone like a few survivors, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, in the scenario where the lava thing happens, the robots will survive, but humans won't. But will the robots make humans again?
Oh, that sounds like one of the Mass Effect endings, actually. Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you give me a number, actually?
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Okay.
I mean, I've said what the weak parts are already. I don't think I need to go into that.
I just can't escape the feeling that I'd rather be watching something else. That's kind of like a minus, right?
Yeah.
Even though there's no like obvious bad bits, I don't think the story is engaging enough. I'll be nice. I'll give it an 8 because when you came to like the later episodes, I think I didn't feel like I would want to watch anything else. So it's fine.
You know, I wrote in my notes at the end, will we ever not see hatred in the world? Only if all people has the same stuff, maybe. I think that's that should be a quote. Maybe I should talk to the Peace Committee. Nobel Prize, maybe.
You should go to the UN, like Thunberg, and have a thundering speech and say, how dare you, and
how dare you ruin my anime.
Yeah
You have stolen my free time.
So I guess it's another positive mark on Netflix's anime venture, but yeah. I mean, more anime is always good. They do have, a style, though, I must say. I think they have a distinct style. And
I can't... Yeah.
And it's not like they have the same directors, even. So it's strange that you could always tell this is a Netflix anime, except that it says this is a Netflix anime. But apart from that, it's like you can always almost tell it is.
Yeah, and it's a new studio, also. even they've done one or two things in the past. So yeah.
Yeah, it's probably experienced people, though.
So. Yeah, I think they've hired many good people. They should probably look into the animation thing.
Netflix?
Yeah.
Like making their own studio and then just pumping out?
No. I mean,
becoming a new Tokyo TV or whatever and just making Naruto, One Piece, Bleach, one season every week. I mean, every week, but one episode every week. And having the...
No, but I think they should have some say in the animation quality and style.
Sure. You know what they really want, though? They want to make the next Pokemon, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Like the money printer anime.
But I don't think you can do that with Pluto or My Happy Marriage.
Yeah, there's not very much collectible stuff in those things.
No. You would go for a shonen. I mean, they had the chance to snap Bleach up before Disney did. So...
That's like maybe lots of bad PR, though, right?
They're trying to revive Yu Yu Hakusho with live action now, so.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. Also, well, Avatar The Last Airbender is getting an
To be fair, One Piece live action also sounded like a bad idea.
Yeah, but it was a good idea. I mean...
Sure.
We really enjoyed it.
Well. I'd probably rather watch the anime than the live action. But the live action comedic for some of the right reasons and some of the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
But yeah. My entire argument would... Oh, imagine how ridiculous Hunter x Hunter would look like in live action. Kind of falls flat now that they've done One Piece.
Yeah.
So it basically shows it can work, but it is far from perfect. So I just don't know how they haven't managed to nail a single good live action Death Note. That must have been the easiest one to nail.
I mean, the Japanese live action.
They're not good.
They weren't that bad. Yeah, but they weren't that bad, the Netflix one. But
that's because, the live action actors are so much worse than the voice actors. Yeah. And I get it. It takes. The actors are young, and it takes a lot to both act with your face and with your voice, but I mean, you know. Horrible.
Yeah. Frederick the Optimist. As we always know.
Well, I'm optimistic that I won't be disappointed when I'm this pessimistic, right?
Yeah. True.
Alright. I think we've covered most things in general.
Not that heavy.
Painter guy was pretty heavy. But that was a red herring, right?
Yeah.
It was like, you were going to expect that something more dramatic was going to happen.
Yeah. Totally. What's your favorite robot? We could just go there.
That is so unfair, though. Well, Blanc is probably the best robot, even though you don't even know him.
No, we don't even see, well...
And of course, Atom is probably also the best, because he is the best, but it's like... That's a little unfair.
Yeah.
Well, mine would be not number two. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but that's just bait, though, because you're going to try to get you attached before they kill him.
Yeah, but I was really attached. Well, it is quite something that a robot would create music in that way. It's just heartbreaking.
Did he actually create music, though?
I mean, he
heard.
Helped finish.
Yeah, but he went and gathered inspiration, which he then used. Well, I guess he did kind of create. I think that was where they were aiming for.
Yeah.
And did he have time to convey it before he... Yeah, he did, right?
Yeah. We hear it during the fight.
But what happens to the... You think he gets another gig? The old...
Yeah. Yeah, I think he finds his...
He finds a new robot, and then...
Yeah, I mean, I think he finds his inspiration again, his muse or something.
But he's blind.
Yeah,
can't do anything.
That shouldn't be.
And there are no more smart robots left.
No.
Well, whatever. That's. I'm sure.
A story for another time. Yeah. So next time, we should do. We should. I have seen through Netflix release.
Isn't there like a notes. Samurai thing going right now?
Yeah, and I think we should save it for another time. We've done 3-4 Netflix shows now. Maybe we go and do a movie. For next time.
Yeah,
I really want to watch some Makoto Shinkai again.
I want to hear Robert Patterson as whatever. No, I don't. I'm never watching it in never watching it dubbed. Yeah.
No. So I think we should do Susume.
Okay.
It's it came out on Netflix. So it's an easy watch and easy follow along if anyone wants to see it and listen with us. So
well, the only thing I can think of is Aravin Taicho yelling Susume Wagayo when he charges.
Yeah.
And he gets his arm stuck somewhere. Yeah.
So maybe we should watch it together. And then talk about it, like we did with. I think we did it with an episode or a show.
I can't recall. Movie.
Garden of Words, maybe.
You. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But I think we should watch it together and have a watch along on Discord. Trying that out.
Yeah, we could definitely try that.
Yeah. Something new to keep the spice alive.
Sure. So what are you watching for Christmas? Any Christmas anime tradition?
Well, Tokyo Godfathers.
Oh, geez.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's my only Christmas thing.
Yeah, people usually watch Toradora on Christmas. And then there's this SAO episode. You remember it?
No.
It's the one. Spoilers: where Sachi dies and he has to fight this Christmas monster to try to get a drop to reincarnate her, but it's too late. Yeah, that is the SAO Christmas episode. It's one of the early episodes. It's like when he's still an edgelord. Well, he's always an edgelord. And actually, now I can't even remember the difference between SAO and the parody SAO, because the parody SAO is better than the original SAO.
Parody SAO.
Yeah, it's like, I don't remember what it's called, but... I think it's from something witty entertainment or whatever. They...
Okay, yeah.
And they have dubbed SAO better than SAO did themselves.
Yeah.
SAO Abridged, it's called. Pretty good.
Hmm, interesting. Maybe I should check that out. I mean, I enjoyed the first season of SAO.
I didn't.
No. But you don't enjoy any anime.
Well,
at least that we have talked about. Anime.
Well, that's not true.
Actually. Well, Eurocamp. I mean,
and there was this one season where I basically liked everything, but that's like 5 years ago. So yeah, you're maybe right. But yes, there's been it's quite a while since I've actually watched like 10 shows, or I've started 10 shows a season to just check out what is actually good, and that's because there isn't 5 good shows a season, so the chance of everything being bad is pretty high, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching probably 10 this season. Would only recommend 5 of them, maybe. So, yeah, you're probably right. I got so hooked onto Shangri-La Frontier that I binged the whole manga in just 3-4 days. So, and that's a VR MMO anime thing.
So when you read the manga, does that motivate you to finish the anime, or does it kind of like spoil everything?
No. It makes me kind of hyped for seeing the fights animated and if there are any changes from the source material. So I'm probably more into it when I read the manga first, maybe.
Oh yeah, and could we actually talk about the finishing of Attack on Titan? We should probably tack it on like the end of the next episode or something like that.
Okay, so I have to watch it.
We'll just tease that, I guess.
So we're going to do Susume and Attack on Titan in the same episode?
No, you just have to watch the last episode. I think that's fine.
Yeah, I think we should do...
You have to have known what happens up until now. Because I've only watched like the last episode, basically. Yeah.
I mean, what we should do, I'm going to post this episode really soon. Maybe on Friday, which is the 14th of December.
No,
and we're
going
to do Susume.
Is it?
No. I'm mixing up. 15th, maybe the 15th. 15th, maybe. Yeah. Maybe the 15th, Pluto is coming out.
Yeah.
Then we're going to do Susume. And then we do Attack on Titan spoiler cast ending or something. Before Christmas. New Year's Eve.
Oh, I would have actually a lot of like positive things to say about that. Because I've only watched the hype moments, right? So
yeah,
I think I've skipped a lot of the nonsense.
Yeah, I've watched all of Attack on Titan except the last part. So I could just breeze through it and we could do a 20-minute episode that we can release.
Well, yeah, that sounds excellent, actually.
Yeah, so we have the schedule ready and everything, so... So, to recap, I gave Pluto a 9. Really enjoyed it. Soundtrack is amazing. You should go listen to it on YouTube. I spent an hour waiting for you to get ready and enjoyed myself with the Pluto soundtrack. If it ever comes to vinyl, I will buy it.
Sure. I'll take that. Yeah. But I spent 5 days waiting for you to get ready. So I don't know about that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I gave this an 8. Quite good, actually, for my standards. Definitely something to watch on Netflix if you get bored of all of like the things that try to turn you into a serial killer. All of the shows on Netflix that's basically pushing you to either fall in love or become a serial killer. So yeah, I think that's basically it. Where can people find us, Karsten?
On Twitter, we're the Casual Anime Pod. It's on X. It's not Twitter anymore, Frederick. You can find us on SoundCloud, every podcast app you have, iTunes, everything. It's the Casual Anime Podcast. We do anime episodes, sometimes manga. You could send us a message and we'll reply to you or take it up on the show.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.